And a very good Monday morning to you after the Oscars. This is Michael Riedel here with Len Berman.
It is I, yeah. Good morning, I'm so excited for this next guest. I can't believe you got him. First of all, I'm suspect that he's a friend of yours. That's number one. But number two, you must have something on him.
Listen, I have seen some great performers over the years, Len. And I think it was 1997. I was in London covering some theater. And I was talking to the director, Trevor Nunn. And he had a production of Oklahoma going on at the National Theater. And he said, you are going to be impressed with this guy that I found in Australia to star in my production of Oklahoma to play Curly.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm a little skeptical here and there. I hear this a lot from directors. The moment this guy came on stage, everybody in that theater was falling in love. And I am happy to say I wrote about his performance, one of the first New York critics to celebrate the talents of Hugh Jackman. And you know what, Hugh? I was right.
Yeah, well, which bit? By the way, I just want you to know, Len, if you'd asked me to come on, I would have come on. I'm a sport guy, really. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I don't have your email. I don't have lunch with you.
Right,
I mean, Riedel does all this name dropping that he had lunch with you and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we have lunch regularly. We have a good chat. We are neighbors. I've known him for many, many years. And it is absolutely true. He was the first one to give me a shout out. So thanks, Mike. How's it going, man?
I think it's going brilliantly, but you should ask Len that question since okay. he's the one who had a hand in hiring me.
All I know is that we've had Harvey Fierstein on and now you, and I'd say, you know, all I want to know is who he's getting on tomorrow. That's all. You know, who are our new guests tomorrow? What have you done for me lately, Riedel?
Betty Davis and Gary Cooper. Jeez. How's that sound?
Hugh, I'm going to
sing of the world at 6 a.m. This is a first. For you,
I know. I well, you know, you're talking theater guy to theater guy here. You know, I haven't seen 6 o'clock since I was, you know, in summer camp as a teenager. So it's going to be tricky for me. But
and that's because you stayed up all night, right?
Yes. No. I went to bed early. I'm trying to change my habits so that I can be perky and happy in the morning here with Len Berman.
Hugh, I'm going to sound like
you whirling your fingers around and pointing to people and doing all that.
Yeah. The other day I was talking to Hugh. I said, well, the hard thing to learn in radio is these hand signals of when to go to traffic. I said, I feel like a helicopter, and I was whirling around at the restaurant we were at.
One of the airport guys with those flares.
I was whirling around, and all the busboys were coming, running over, thinking I was complaining about the coffee or something
Oh, that's right. You were just telling Hugh. Hugh, I'm going to sound like a real fanboy. I don't know how many Broadway shows you've done. I've seen at least three. Have you done more than you've probably done a lot more than three.
I think four.
Four, yeah.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. So I saw The Boy from Oz, which was brilliant. I saw your two-man play with Daniel Craig, which I enjoyed. And your last one-man show, my wife, we somehow got front row seats. Now, at one point in the second act, you come down, you basically sit on the stairs to the audience and sing a song. And you were virtually sitting in my wife's lap. And
she has not recovered.
I didn't have sex for 6 months.
Oh, God, I'm a terrible wingman. I'm sorry, man.
No, but I have to tell you, I was swooning, too. So, you know, you have that effect on people, Hugh. What can I tell
you? Thank you. Say hi to your wife for me.
I will. I'm sure she's listening.
Hey, Hugh, I thought I was watching the Oscars last night, and, you know, you've done a great job hosting it. But I thought Kimmel did really, really well. Did you have a chance to see it last night?
I thought so, too, and a really kind of difficult year to do it. There's so much politics and things going around. What level do you do it? I mean, I thought Seth Meyer, we were talking at lunch, did a great job with the Globes. He went straight for it. But I think you can be a little more irreverent there. The Oscars is a little more conservative. So it was a tough job, and I thought he did really well. I thought he did really well last year. Loved the jet ski thing for the shorter speech. Thought that was brilliant.
And how great does Helen Mirren look as a game show model?
It's a new line of work for her. She was fantastic. And the fact that they brought him out with his life jacket on at the end, I thought that was just gold.
Yeah, and listen, I was really rooting for This Is Me, the song from your movie, The Greatest Showman, which I love, and my producer, Natalie, loves it too. She was telling me this morning. Yeah. But I thought they gave a great performance last night. And you were telling me the other day, how many people have downloaded this score from The Greatest Showman?
I think we're about to, I think we just passed 1 billion.
Wow.
I've been doing my Austin Powers impersonation around the house a lot, but a lot of pinky fingers in my lip. But it's kind of like, really? Like a song? They said, no, the entire soundtrack. It's kind of crazy what's going on with it. And Pascal and Paul, Justin and Benj, who, of course, did Dear Evan Hansen, which won the Tony. They did La La Land last year. I mean, when we hired them 4 years ago, they were pretty much unknown.
Yeah.
And they are literally taking over the world, and they are the nicest guys. I'm so happy for them. And to see Keala up there performing.
She was sensational.
She is sensational. And you know what I love? The story of Keala, she's a Broadway veteran, 13 years, 8 shows a week. And I never forget this first Thursday night when we were rehearsing, I said, what are you doing tonight? She goes, I have no idea. I said, what's up? She goes, this is the first night in 13 years where I haven't gone to the theater. I don't know what to do. So I asked her the next day what she did, and she said, I went to the theater and I stood at the back.
It's addictive.
She came and performed and did the number. Everybody presumed, including her, that the part was going to go to someone sort of famous or a movie star of some kind. And she was so good. The head of the studio leapt out of his chair, ran over to her mid-performance, and hugged her and just said, you just booked your first major motion picture. And there she was last night at the Oscars.
That's just a little snip. That
she was excellent. She was excellent. All right, Hugh Jackman, I really appreciate your taking the time to help me sort of debut my show here with Len Berman, and we'll see you in the neighborhood.
Thanks, Hugh. Really appreciate
Michael
it.
Len, give him one sports fact every day.
No.
In 3 years, he might know something.
Everybody knows my weakness, even Hugh Jackman.
Thanks, Hugh.
All right, the great Hugh Jackman. Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.